Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back, everybody. And if you're just joining us, welcome to Hour 2. If you may be listening on the podcast, which so many people do, it's a Thursday, October the 17th, and we're coming to you from the bunker in gorgeous Western Canada. Another beautiful... Shorts! We all got shorts on around here. I love it. Everybody texting me now that we are up and running on the audio. They were texting me. You were part of that discussion earlier, right? Swift Current texting. Awesome, Rod. Thanks. It's working now. My brother texting me. It's on now. Somehow we need to figure out a mechanism to get to the guys that are actually in charge of that stuff.
Yes. Got to get on that faster.
I know.
But that was good. That was pretty good response time.
Our pit crew, like literally seconds.
Our pit crew is working, and they're becoming really, really fast. So that's impressive.
We have the best people here.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I enjoy coming in here every day, and it's a race to get in to see who's in first, and nobody wants to leave. And it's the kind of show that I've always wanted, and it's great. Tom, watching this morning on Facebook, he says, can we please get you to post the ass segment? The world needs to see that. It's hilarious that Rempel would say that I embellish the story every time. Does it matter the size of the dent in my car out front of the Moose Jaw Civic Center? Does it matter?
No.
The fact was that it was vandalized. So somebody always takes these rivalry things just too far. So maybe I said it was a bigger than the size of the guy's ass or girl's ass. But that happened.
Yeah,
and that's the risk you run when you try and whip people into a frenzy and get the back and forth going, well, a couple things on that. One, you see the Oilers have the best record in the NHL at 6-1.
Yeah.
And it's very clear that they've won the James Neal Milan Lucic trade. And Low Tide from TSN 1260 Radio in Edmonton, I don't know if you saw my column today or not, but Low Tide is imploring Oilers fans to not troll Flames fans because this trade was such a pantsing, such a fleecing. Don't troll the Flames. Why? Why would you not? That's what makes sports fun. And by the way, Edmonton hasn't had a lot of trolling to do for a decade.
I know. That's, you know, that's a funny thing in sports, because on the one hand, I'd say don't troll Flames fans. I would agree with that. I would say don't do it because it's going to come back to bite you. They play in the playoffs. You don't want to give them any ammunition. You're going to look bad. But you are absolutely 1,000% right. That's what makes sports fun.
Well, of course.
And you got to be okay with it being thrown back in your face later. That's what's great, right? Is that you can... Of course the Oilers have won the trade. It's not even close.
Not even close.
Not even close.
And let Calgary know about it.
And I will love it if the Flames come back and find a way to stick it to the Oilers somehow. And when they play, Lucic scores a hat trick. I'd love it. Because then they can come back at Oilers fans. And it'll keep the fire fueled. It'll be amazing. Probably not going to happen because Milan Lucic is not going to do that. And that's what we can do right now.
Zero goals.
But it's fun. I love it. We need more hate.
And this is, you and I agree on this. You know, the Hockey News pointing out this week the lack of sold out buildings in the National Hockey League across Canada. In America, it's been going on for a long time, but now it's Canada. This is the kind of stuff that gets people to buy tickets, get you excited about the games, and to say, no, don't troll that. No, we have to do that.
Yes.
And then furthermore, with our rivalry with Winnipeg, it's very close. It's very clear that this show is spreading across the country. And Clark, who's... You know, young. He's learning. He says, I'm surprised that the people in Winnipeg accepted your apology as wholeheartedly as they did, and they were so kind after the apology. And I say, Clark, it's because the people in Winnipeg know me.
See?
And they know that I mean it. Right?
The poor.
So we can still go back and forth in the fun rivalry stuff. They get it. Hamilton, another story. They hate me in Hamilton, and that's fine, because I said the difference was I wasn't apologizing for what I said about Simone Lawrence, because I meant it. Whereas with the Winnipeg stuff, I was wrong. I don't mind apologizing. And Hamilton, hey, we have to agree to disagree. But
as far as the Winnipeg thing, this is fun rivalry stuff. And I'm sorry that I cut you off on that.
No, that's good. I still, you know, I suggested the poll question about who hates you more, Hamilton, Winnipeg, Calgary, or other. And it would be interesting. You know, the popular choice around here would be, of course, Winnipeg does. It's the biggest rivalry. They've hated them forever. I think they'd finish last in the poll. They wouldn't even be close to the team that fan base that hates you the most from over the years or from comments on the show or whatever. It'd be Hamilton now, then Calgary maybe, and then maybe Winnipeg. But no, they were really good. They were quick to apologize, to accept.
They were great, but you were part of the discussion here this morning. Winnipeg knows me.
Yeah.
Hamilton doesn't.
Yeah. Once they know you.
Yeah, they'll realize that I shouldn't be listened to either. Nelson, writing from Phoenix on the Facebook wall, says the Bombers are the example of why you don't troll. Now, you need to make a distinction here. The Bombers were trolling, particularly the Riders, from their Twitter account way back in the preseason. Then you remember the games that they were beating up on the league doormats like the Argos in IG Field. And you got Strebler heaving the ball into the crowd and a 28-point lead in the fourth quarter. No, the Bombers themselves were trolling. And now they're paying for it. That is the football karma that we talk about on this sport, or on this show, so often. No, the teams can't. But the fans can.
Yes.
And guys like me can. That's what makes it fun. No, the teams can't. They can't. And no. You just knew that Winnipeg was going to come back and bite him in the ass, and it has. What was the other one? Oh, football karma, not allowing your people to interview for other jobs. That's bitten both Ottawa and Winnipeg.
Yeah.
And that's why with this show, look, all these comments coming in now. Sorry, I'm getting distracted. We've stirred something here. But for one, this show is proven. We talked about this in our morning meeting. That you can have a sports show originating from Saskatchewan and not have to rely on the Saskatchewan Roughriders for it to be successful. We've proven that. Two, we are spreading across the prairies, hopefully nationally. Our numbers would indicate that we are. Hell, we got viewers in Norway and France today. But I was a born and the bred Oiler fan as a kid. I got away after Gretzky was traded, went away for 30 years, which was nicely filled by my dad working in the NHL for the Stars for 26 years. Now I'm back as an Oiler fan. Well, Greg Zahn and I talked about this and why Zahny was so popular. And he's a close friend of mine, Greg Zahn. He talked about Don Cherry because people say that he's the Don Cherry of baseball. And Zahny goes, no, I'm better dressed. But he said, the thing about Cherry is he picks a side and he stays there. So you may not like it, but Cherry's never going back and forth. Same thing with Zahny. And if you're Facebook friends with him or follow him on social media, Zahny's still on there. He's given his. Yeah, he's great. He's a guy we should get on this show. And soon.
Yeah.
Before he gets his own show and crushes us. That's another story. So I'm picking Edmonton. It's not fake.
No.
That's the team that I grew up loving, and then it's the team that I love now. So we're going to troll Calgary. We're going to troll Calgary together, which I think is fine.
Sounds fun. And with the Bombers thing, I mean, every good movie has it. Everything that's entertaining has a little bit of this ebb and flow and back and forth. It's what's made the WWE so successful in the entertainment business.
Well, of course.
It's what happens. Of course, you get up, you troll, you smack talk, and then you get hit in the mouth.
Right.
And then everybody can't wait to see if you come back from that and can give it back to them. And then you take another shot and you go back and forth, and the fans don't know if you're going to be winning, if you're going to be losing, and they're on the edge of their seat and they feel sick. Why do you think the fans are so connected to the Riders for so long? Because we've had really high highs, we've had really low lows, and you're never quite sure which way it's going. In Calgary, you look at it with the Dinos, sometimes with the Stamps, it's not that interesting. Winning can be boring when it's always the same and you're never talking. But when you don't know if it's going to be sustained or if you're going to lose or where you're going and you really don't know where the team's going, that's when it's exciting. That's what's when it's entertaining. And that's when you can't get enough because you can't look away because you really don't know what's going to happen next.
Absolutely. Ding, ding, ding. I like it. We've had a few rants worthy of Bronco Plumbing
troll
and Heating
away.
Today. Troll away.
And don't be afraid to take a shot in the mouth.
Oh, are you kidding me? I take them every day.
Yeah.
I love it. And come back for more. Say whatever you want about us. Just spell our name right. Checking the poll, by the way, is the Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center poll question, which is Canada's game of the week in the CFL? We outlined this way back in the warm-up segment. I'll do it again. The runaway winner, 83% of the vote, is Winnipeg at Calgary. With 83% of the vote, 16% next say Riders at Lions, 1% Toronto at Montreal, 0% Ottawa at Hamilton. And that's with hundreds of votes. 0% Ottawa at Hamilton. And there's not a ton of intrigue in that game, other than similar thing to what the Riders are chasing. How many wins can the Ticats get? Can they get to 13 for the first time in franchise history? Can the Riders get to 13 wins for, I think, just the second time in franchise history? That's cool for them. It's not real cool for the rest of the country to tune in.
No.
Like the Winnipeg-Calgary game is a salivating. You know what I mean? You're drooling over that game on Saturday.
Big time. Big time. And that's a problem for the other games, but that's where it comes down to marketing players and marketing the rest of the league. And even think of like the Argonauts right now, market pinball, which they're doing. And I love his comments that he's had lately. He's been out in the media and there's starting to be some interest around the Argonauts because of pinball.
Yep.
Which is awesome. He was with Jay and Dan on their Sports Center show, which was really great. And, you know, he had some really, really great comments during that. The one was they said, "Why are you the right man for the job?" He said, "I'm not sure that I am, but I know I'm the man in the job."
And he said, honest.
You know, he is. And he said one of his strengths is knowing that he might not be the smartest guy in the room. And he's like, if you are the smartest guy in the room,
there's a problem.
Then you've made mistakes at filling that room out. And so he's very personable. He knows exactly what he wants to do. He's going to be so great for that organization and that community. And how when you build around the personalities, how can you not want to follow that team?
I don't know. I mean, with the Argos, I've often said they're my second favorite team since childhood, and mainly because of their colors, double blue. Why do you pick teams when you're a kid?
Yeah.
For various reasons. But I just think marketing that team in Toronto, I'd have been pimping out pinball, pimping out Ricky Foley, Chad Owens, as much as possible. Chad Owens is one of the most popular players that's ever played in the CFL. But whatever, they got guys making hundreds of thousands of dollars, marketing experts to do these things and branding, and now they're pimping out pinball, and look what's happening. I don't get it. That's their thing. This is ours, and we do what we do here. Regarding Calgary, by the way, John Van Leuven writes in, and I think he's a new viewer of the show. Do you recognize that name?
No.
He says, "Why isn't there any talk about a new stadium in Calgary?" Loaded question there, because they're getting their hockey arena at $500 million.
Yep.
So are you talking about why is there no talk about a football stadium? Because there's not going to be talk of a football stadium in Calgary. The Stampeders staff has been told that going back a few years. It's not happening, so let's not talk about it. If you want to know why there's no talk about it, that's why. They're all giddily about the Flames in that town, and they're getting their new arena, and that's awesome for them. Because Calgary can take that chip that resides on their shoulder right off and take it off, because they got the oldest rink in the NHL currently and the oldest stadium in the CFL currently, but at least one of those is going to end.
Yeah, that's important. And it's important that they're taking action for one of them, and we'll get through that one. And hopefully, I hope that they take care of the football field. I mean, the model franchise in the CFL deserves to play in a great building. But at least they're getting the hockey rink, and that's going to be huge for that community. And not only just for the hockey team to not play in the oldest rink in the NHL, but for concerts, for venues, for festivals, for all those types of things that help keep Calgary as one of the top hotspots in the country. That's so important.
Well, they had to have it.
Yeah, and it's not quite as important for all of that stuff to have a new football field, although I know Mosaic gets the big outdoor, you know, concerts and things like that. It's not a year-round thing, and so it's so much more important to make sure you have that hockey rink, unfortunately.
Just a couple things. John Van Leuven writes in and says he's watching from Kingston, Ontario. So thank you, John. So hopefully I clarified that a little bit. Tom Fuzesi writes in and he says Montreal has the oldest stadium. And thank you, Tom, for the clarification. I'd love to know where Tom is watching from. Can we say the oldest stadium in the West Division?
Sure.
And it's still the worst stadium because Calgary is, because McGill in Montreal may be the oldest, but it's awesome. It is an awesome place to go. I don't assume you've been. Montreal, but not to McGill.
I've been over to the university in McGill and just walked around and stuff, but I've never been to a football game at McGill.
Now it's going bonkers in here. Ben Hebert has written in from the Kevin Cooey curling team. And he says, ask your curling wizard, Captain Kirk Myers, if he's excited to finally have a chance to win a Grand Slam event next week. There's a first. Ben Hebert is trolling his own team. And Benny, Kirk Myers is with us last hour and talked about the call that he got to come fill in for Kevin Cooey this weekend in North Hill, Ontario at the first Slam event of the year. It was so last hour. And he's trolling his own teammate. That's a first.
That is a first, but I love it. It's actually pretty great.
That's great. That's awesome. We'll be back. On the way, Matthew Kaas from the CFL head office, CFL.ca. Brandon Crow, the voice of the Brandon Wheat Kings. He'll be checking in from Seattle, the Emerald City, and more. It's the Rod Peterson Show on this Thursday morning. Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com. And catch our podcast at CastBox, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Our biggest sale of the year has returned. The greatest auto sale is back at Capital GMC. We have over 1,000 new and used vehicles to choose from with savings up to $17,000. And for a limited time, we're offering finance rates as low as 0% on new and used vehicles. Buy or lease a new or used vehicle during the Greatest Auto Sale for your chance to win your payments for a whole year. Run down, walk down, bust down, or fly down. Just get yourself down to Capital's Greatest Auto Sale.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Thursday morning, episode number 96 of the program continues. Legendary number 96s have been trickling in. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
See you, Tyler. Our sales guy, Tyler, taking off to go slay the dragon. Thomas Holmstrom. Somebody checked in with Red Wings great.
Whoa.
Tomas Holmstrom.
That might be the best one of the day.
I know.
That and the Burray one was good.
Somebody also mentioned Cortez Kennedy. Ooh. Of your Seattle Seahawks.
I got to look. Akeem Hicks. That's one that
96?
Came to my mind. I don't know. I think so.
While you're looking that up, I'll get to a Thursday morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room. The Toronto Argonauts will be missing one of their top receivers Friday night. Darrell Walker has been placed on the one-game injured list. He won't be available when the Argos face the Montreal Alouettes to kick off a Friday night football doubleheader. Toronto's been eliminated from playoff contention, while Montreal will finish second in the CFL East. We already know that. So one thing I'd like to talk about the rest of the day and probably into tomorrow is what intriguing storylines are there in the CFL over the next 3 weeks? Because I'm not seeing a lot. There's a few, but not a lot. But that happens every year in every league. I understand that, but I'd like to maybe discuss that.
Yeah.
Unearth some of the storylines. Riders released their roster for Friday night's game at BC. They did so this morning. Micah Johnson will not play. I don't know if it's a case of load management, or I guess he left the field limping the other night in Calgary, so that might have had something to do with it. The American League Championship Series between the Astros and the Yankees resumes in New York tonight. Game 4 was postponed because of a rainy forecast yesterday. Zach Greinke will start for Houston against Masahiro Tanaka in a rematch of Game 1. Houston leads the series 2-1. The Denver Broncos host the Kansas City Chiefs in the NFL's Thursday nighter. The Broncos are going for their third straight victory after an 0-4 start. The Chiefs looking to snap a 2-game slide following their 4-0 start. Denver looking to capitalize on the Chiefs' porous run defense that's allowing 190 yards a game over the past month. And that is your Thursday morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination. I like this. Audience participation. Can we slow the roll? Now I know what that phrase means. Can we slow the roll? It's just going off. Glenn Erickson writing in. Stop. Slid off the screen. He says, I was at McMahon Stadium on Friday. What a dump. But terrific game day atmosphere and right along the C train line for great access. While enjoying a couple of pops, it occurred to me the Grey Cup game will be played at this dump next month. That's from Glenn Erickson. Well,
yeah,
I've wrong. Often said 20 years for me of calling Rough Riders games with the Riders and Stamps at McMahon were a guilty pleasure for me. I loved them. The vibe was palpable. Have you taken in a Rider game at McMahon Stadium?
I have.
It's awesome.
It's amazing.
It's really, really good.
And their location is outstanding. You got the hotels right across the street. When I go to games, or when I work games there, I stay right across. You walk the catwalk across the road, right into the stadium. It's beautiful. And the C train, is right there too.
So I think, I'm going to be honest, I really think McMahon Stadium's getting a bum rap, a bad rap.
It is a dump, though.
Well, it's old.
Yes.
But I've been in far worse sports venues than that.
Sure.
I really believe. And the other thing is, little known fact about me, my step uncle is Jack Gota, CFL great, former head coach of the Riders, Stampeders coach, Jack Gota. When I went to university in Calgary, him and I would go to games, and it was awesome. We'd sit in the very top row, McMahon on the west side, and I loved every second of it. So maybe I'm old school. You know what I think is, well, I know that I'm old school, but I think fans are getting spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, there's a very good chance that I'm out of touch. There's a very good chance. Sometimes I wonder why you have me in this chair, because I'm so out of touch with sports now. Like, we were joking the other night at the Pats game. We could sit and watch the Zamboni go around and around in between periods and be just fine. I know that's the minority.
Yeah.
I don't need sushi at the damn concession. Give me a hot dog, a Diet Coke, and licorice if we're going to get real wild. But what do you need? Why? I just think it's a one-upmanship in sports these days that needs to end somewhere, somehow.
Yeah, we're trying to keep everybody engaged. But, that's the beauty of it is... And with this show, everybody's a part of it. We're all inclusive here, right? It's a great spot.
Diversity is
strength.
But
we can do a little bit of everything. And it's such a wild era that we're in as we transition. I was sitting in a coffee shop last night with my mom in Regina.
Hi, Paula.
Over by the university. And
stone's throw.
Yeah, stone's throw. You named it. Love that place. They got the most comfy chairs in the city. But I didn't realize, I should have realized, it was about 9 at night, and it's a bunch of university kids. They're right across from the university, so it's full of these, young people. And I'm listening, and I'm not that old. And I'm like, this is a completely different world than even I grew up in, let alone my mom and dad. And the conversations that I'm overhearing, the election's coming up, they don't really care, right?
Uh-huh.
The dating talk, it's all different. Sports, we have to market to these people that we don't even understand. It's a difficult, difficult job. So sushi in the concession, all that kind of stuff, I don't know where it's going.
It's not translating to higher attendance figures.
No.
That hasn't worked.
No.
So
and it's not.
Give me a hot dog, hamburger, nachos, And that's really all it should be.
And if, yeah.
But you got the suits running around going, oh, wait, they need this. They're going to be happy
exactly.
with this. That, but they're not coming.
The one thing I will say, and it came up with the conversation, I was thinking about it when we were talking with Scott Henbury, and he was talking about the Saskatchewan Rush, and we had the jersey in here, and how great the atmosphere is, and how it's addicting. And it is.
The Rush.
You
get 15, it's unbelievable.
You get 15,000 people in the building, and they're going, and they're cheering, and they feed off each other. Even if they're not fans, you're not going to have 15,000 people be quiet. It's just not going to happen. Even the conversation level is just going to be louder. And it's an exciting game on the floor, on the field, and it's just unbelievable. And if you really believe in your product, if you believe that Pat's hockey and Blades hockey is outstanding, and you believe that if people just came out, they would love watching Kirby Doc, and they'd love watching these guys, and it would be an electric atmosphere, and they'd come back, then if you're struggling to get people in the building, give it away for free. And if it's really that good and you really put on a good
show,
they'll come back.
The Rush are that way, which reminds me, if you missed hour one, you missed a real busy one. And our friends from Great Western came in with a gift all the way from Saskatoon. And that is a Saskatchewan Rush original 16 jersey, as you see here. And Scott from Great Western said, hey, maybe you can give it away. And I said, no, maybe we can't. We're keeping this.
We're going to frame it
yeah.
and put it on the wall.
Nice try, though.
But this is part of the...
We're framing it.
Nobody wants to give it away for free.
I don't want to give it away.
But nobody wants to give away tickets for free because they think people will come in. They'd rather be like, well, we can get $20 out of them instead of $30 for the tickets. So we'll give them a discount. People get addicted to discounts. They don't get addicted to free. I heard that. It stuck with me. And it's why when I go shopping for clothes, I know that there's always a sale going to be on, so I'll never buy anything full price, right?
Right.
You get addicted to discounts. You don't get addicted to free.
Guys are writing in here, both Riders fans and Stamps fans, about McMahon and the 09 Grey Cup and how there was too many people packed in there for the size of the facility. That's probably true, but that's why they have not upped the capacity. I think it's only 35,000 for this year's Grey Cup. For that reason, they understand that they're not built for 40,000 plus there at McMahon Stadium. I think McMahon Stadium gets a bad rap. Guys are now writing in on the Facebook wall about Nick's Steakhouse right across the street. Oh, so good.
So good.
And I never even had a steak there. I went there for baked lasagna in the Silver Bowl. It's getting a bad rap.
The Dinos, speaking of having the helmet up on the desk there, they've been so good to me because they have their team dinners over there. So when I'm working their games, they'll invite me over. That's how I came on to Knicks, and now I go every time. So good.
Yeah. So they just need to pump themselves up a little more. They need people like us. That's what they need. Matt Cause, CFL.ca. Is he ready to roll yet, boys? Okay, Matt Cause, CFL.ca. We couldn't get the video connection working, so we got him on the phone line. Good afternoon to you. Good morning to our viewers. Matt, how are things with you?
Everything is good. I want to apologize. Your producer, Clark, did everything he could. I blame my BlackBerry, my old Acer PC computer. And by the way, ordering lasagna. Not enough people order lasagna in restaurants. And lasagna is always delicious, yet we never order it.
Well... We do all the time, and if you really want to get wild, ask for some pepperoni on it, too,
what?
Matt. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Try it with ground lamb. You might have to make it at home. Ground lamb for your lasagna, delicious.
I'll take your word for it, Matt.
Yeah.
So, big news in Toronto. Our viewers and listeners can't get enough about talking about the Argos GM change. And
yeah.
Yeah, let's go there first with you. Your take on the week that's been, it's been, what, 8-9 days since Jim Popp was replaced by Pinball Clemons.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, the good thing for Pinball was the first game was against Ottawa, so you could get that win. I mean, the Red Blacks, I don't know how the Red Blacks beat Calgary at the beginning of the year. I think we need a 30-for-30 for that. but, you know, so you get the win, so it's sort of a soft landing for Pinball Clemons. And you're a little bit under the radar just with the Raptors starting up and with, you know, the up-and-down season for the Leafs. But, you know, I mean, a change had to be made. Pinball is a guy that had success when he was an executive, certainly when he was a head coach and as a player. I think this rift goes back with the organization a couple of years ago when they brought in James Franklin, who wasn't exactly loved by certain members of the organization. And now it's just, you know, Pinball, this is the most difficult job he's going to have to do. Try to find a way to create a consistent winner here and not just a team that every couple of years seems to catch lightning in a bottle and win a Grey Cup.
So where do you stand on this move? I believe Pinball is going to be able to pull it off because he's been a success at everything he's ever done. And winning is one thing. I think his more important job is just reestablishing that brand in the city and getting bums in the seats at BMO Field. Will this do that, Matt?
No, I don't think this will be enough. I mean, it's the single hardest thing in Toronto sports because this conversation we're having now, you could cut and paste it and have had it 1, 2, 3, 5, 10 years ago and have it moving forward. I agree with you. I think that he can succeed. The key is to make sure he surrounds himself with just enough of the CFL grunts, enough executives and scouts who are just completely up to date on all the players. It's not like Pinball has been, just 100% grinding it like that the last couple of years. As for butts and seats, consistent winning will absolutely help. A product that is winning with offense. And I think the real Hail Mary, if you could find a Canadian quarterback who is good, I think, look at how we all rooted for Bianca Andreescu. We're not huge tennis fans in this country, but when a Canadian is doing well, that's different, it's unique, and I think that would be the one thing that could really bring more people to BMO Field.
That sounds like your next column idea. I can sniff it. Matt Cause here from TSN 1050, by the way, Toronto as well as CFL.ca. Matt, we've been kicking around storylines for the final 3 weeks of the regular season before playoffs. What are you watching here over the next 3 weeks?
Well, I mean, I think, the first thing is the race in the West between Winnipeg, Calgary, and Saskatchewan. And, Saskatchewan has got the easiest record, the easiest route to do it when you look at opponents, like the BC Lions. They got a lot of bad quarterbacks. Meanwhile, Calgary, they got it back-to-back against Winnipeg. So that's really the place that I'm looking at because, let's face it, the East, we know what's happening. Hamilton's number one. Montreal is going to be number two. Can Vernon Adams Jr. get back on track? But it's really about Calgary versus Saskatchewan and to see who wins the West.
Yeah, that's that for me. What about when it comes to the Edmonton Eskimos, now that they beat BC and they're going to get in? What are you watching with Edmonton? Where are they trending heading towards the playoffs? Because that's, for me, Trevor Harris, what's his situation? That Eskimos team, I mean, I remember a number of weeks ago, and I don't know if it was you, Matt, that was on or who it was, but, kind of said, well, as long as you can get in, you really only have to be hot at the end of the year. And so I said, that's the best thing Eskimos fans could have heard right now because they're bad, but they can get hot. And so what are you watching with Edmonton?
Here's what I'm watching with Edmonton. Eventually, when Trevor Harris comes back, can he throw the ball deep? And I don't want to go all Derek Taylor on you because mostly he's much smarter than I am, but when you look at the average depth per pass for Trevor Harris, it's last in the league, and it's last by a really big margin. And you can get away with it. Remember last year in the playoffs, Harris had that 5-touchdown game, but it was all just little screens and outs and, like slants that went 5 yards downfield. And that's fine. You can win some games with that. But can you complete a second and 13? Can you get a touchdown drive in 5 plays? That's really the main thing I'm looking at. Edmonton has put up lots and lots of yards, but they haven't put up lots and lots of touchdowns. Now, maybe it can work because Edmonton's defense is really good at most things. I don't think they're great at creating turnovers, but they're a very good defense. Can you get it done with defense, running, and the short passing game? And when you face off against Saskatchewan or Calgary's defense in the playoffs, I think you need an offense that can get big chunk plays, and I question whether or not Edmonton can do that.
These are some great CFL topics, but Clark's got featured on the screen here my Expos hat that I brought in because the Expos are going to the World Series, if you haven't heard, Matt. As a Toronto kid, do you have any Expos stories, or will this even stir anything in you, the Nationals and the World Series, from a Montreal perspective?
Not as much from a Montreal perspective. I was always just born and raised Toronto. I always enjoyed Blue Jays versus Expos when that happened. When I see this going on, my first thought is I always feel bad for Expos fans in front, who remember 1994 and how good that team was and how close that team was, and then the strike, and then, everything went downhill from there. And I do wonder, are Montreal fans, are they rooting for the Nats? I can't imagine that they are, but it could be worse to the Montreal fans. You could be Bryce Harper.
Oh, I know. That's like Omar Morgan that signed, if you remember this, Matt, but who after 2006 with the Riders, Omar Morgan, outstanding corner, was just tired of losing in the playoffs and went and signed in Edmonton for 2007.
Yeah, and you always had that in sports, you know, the guy who just chases. We see that a lot in the NBA. Just chases the ring. Always seems to come 1 year too late.
Marian Hossa was in Pittsburgh when Detroit won, went over to Detroit, and then lost to Pittsburgh.
There's been a few.
Thank you for saying it. I was like, in my head, I'm scrambling. What's that name? I'm like, Hossa. Thank you. That would have annoyed me.
Marian Hossa. All right, Matt. Always good chatting with you for sure, buddy. I love reading your stuff, and enjoy the season the rest of the way. Maybe we can catch up with you when the snow flies.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. And again, apologies for the technology issues. I'm kind of a dummy who's stuck in the late 90s.
It's all good, man. This worked out great.
Take care.
Yeah.
All right. Matt Cause from Macko and Cause, TSN 1050 Toronto. We've got to take a break. We haven't got to our WHL prospect feature yet, so that's coming up.
Okay.
We got lots to get to, and we're going to Seattle next. Can't wait. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com. And don't forget to catch all our best clips on our YouTube channel.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Your favorite movies. Your episode after episode after episode season marathon. All in one beautiful little box. With Max TV Stream from Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer, you can experience the best of live TV and movies on demand, in home or on the go. Just $99. Entertainment your way. Anyway, get your Max TV Stream media box today for just $99. Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
My name is Karen Allen. I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2007. The treatments themselves were difficult, but the care and attention that I received was phenomenal. But what if, with the advances in technology that have been made, having that better equipment would increase survival rates by 1, maybe 2%? That's people.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. A couple items to take care of before we go to Seattle. Paul Drouin, one of the originals here. What do we call him? The original four? The big four?
Something like that.
Paul writes in, says, good morning to my Rod Peterson family from beautiful Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. Hopefully the sales guy isn't sitting in my chair. Actually, Paul, the guys from Great Western were sitting in your chair. And I told them they can sit wherever the hell they want.
Hope that's okay.
And I'm sure Paul's fine with that.
Oh, yeah.
They also brought gifts here. I should move this over. A Rush jersey. Yeah, we had big fun with them. I had it.
There you go.
And
Just ahead of Brandon Crow, the voice of the Brandon Wheat Kings. He's sitting in Seattle. Our weekly WHL prospect feature. Can we bring it up, Clark? Brought to you by Sask Snow Beef. Big Dub fans there. Bowen Byram of the Vancouver Giants. He's a Cranbrook, BC product. Fourth overall pick by the Colorado Avalanche just this year. The scouting report on him. Thinks the game at an elite level, all situations. He always seems to be a step or three ahead of everybody else. He's easily one of the best junior-aged defensemen on the planet. That from Dan O'Connor. So Bowen Byram, courtesy Sask Snow Beef, is our prospect feature of the week. And he just came back last week from the Avs, right?
Yeah.
When they played in Saskatoon.
Yeah, he's
so you
been,
saw him there.
Yeah, he's been back for a little bit now. Many people were upset that he wasn't picked ahead of Kirby Dach in Chicago. They wanted Bowen Byram. Now, they're really happy now that they have Dach and they've seen him. So Kirby Dach's done an amazing job. But Bowen Byram, he is so good with the puck and he's so good without the puck. He plays in all three zones. He is elite level for sure. And he's going to make a very nice smooth transition to the Colorado Avalanche. But that's the thing with defensemen. They usually mature a little bit later than forwards do. Usually they peak more into their late 20s. So they're being patient with Bowen Byram, but what a great talent. Amazing. And it was a treat to get to watch him as he made his Saskatchewan tour.
Thank you, Sask Snowbeef, for the sponsorship of that feature weekly. In the Dub last night, Swift Current lost in Kelowna 3-2, and the Brandon Wheat Kings fell in Everett 3-2. Tonight, they're at Seattle, and we've got the voice of the Wheat Kings, Brandon Crow, joining us from 880 CKLQ. There he is. I've been waiting a bit to get him on. How you doing, Brandon?
I'm great, Rod. How are things?
Things are very well, man. We're sitting here talking sports with guys like you, pinballing back and forth between curling, football, hockey, and what have you. 3-2 loss last night on the roadie for you guys in Everett. Tell me a little bit about that game.
Well, it was tough. Brandon had a 2-0 lead going into the third period, but the Silvertips had a 5-on-3 to start the third. They scored 14 seconds in. They scored again a minute later, got back into the game, and then they had all the momentum, got the go-ahead goal. 5 minutes in. So basically three goals in the first 5 minutes of the third period. They took a 3-2 lead. Despite a late push, Brandon just couldn't come back in it. Cole Fonstad, the former Raider, had a goal and two assists for his Everett debut last night. He was excellent. Just a tough start to the road trip for Brandon. Good effort. Just they've had some trouble scoring, and last night was a prime example. Late, they couldn't get the equalizer.
Are you in the booth in the arena right now?
Yes, I am in Seattle at the Showare Center. The team's about to practice this morning and then go for lunch, and then we play the T-Birds tomorrow, Portland on Saturday. So the road trip continues. It's 4,500 kilometers start to finish for the Brandon Wheat Kings over the next 2 weeks. So it's a long journey, this one.
Well, the reason I bring up being in the booth at the rink is like that Everett Event Center where you were last night, I believe is a very unheralded rink. 9,500 seat capacity. It's so loud in there. Is it as good now as it's always been? I used to love going to Everett for games.
Oh, absolutely amazing. You take an NHL facility and you just shrink it down like they did in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, those old movies from the late 90s. And it is a perfect junior rink. The American junior game, as you remember, Rod, is a little bit different when it comes to the crowd. They do some different things than they do in Canada. They announce when penalties are over that they're back to even strength. They've got some different chants, some different horns, some different songs they play. It's a real neat environment. There was only about 3,200 there last night, but it sounded like there was five. They were loud. What a great building. And a great media meal, which is the best part of the whole thing.
Let's be honest. That's what we do it for.
I was going to say, what was the spread?
What was on the menu?
Meatballs?
Spaghetti
and meatballs, salad. They had cookies, brownies. It was just a full spread. It was unreal.
I would have spilled that all over my white shirt. That's why I'm sure you figured out, Brandon, you've been on the road long, and always wear black suits. That's what I would take, dark clothes for a long road trip. Yeah. That was not good with spaghetti. By the way, William Works writing in on the Facebook wall. He says, nice to see Crow, miss him doing Melfort Mustang games. And I'm sure Brandon does too, because, yeah, it's such a special part of the world up there. But he's doing great with the Wheat Kings. And one thing he wanted to talk about was the Dave Lowry effect. First year head coach of the Wheat Kings. He's a Dub veteran, NHL veteran of many years, both on the ice and behind the bench. What's the Dave Lowry effect been like in Brandon?
Well, this is a rebuilding team, as people, I think from a weekend perspective, fans have struggled with it because Brandon's always been a team that perennial playoff team year after year after year. When Kelly McCrimmon was at the helm, they rarely missed the playoffs. To put it in perspective, this team's only missed the playoffs three times since I've been born. So they have, they've been a playoff team every year, and now they're kind of going through a bit of a transition. Kelly moving on to Vegas, you know, opened some doors for some new guys to take some new roles. And this team, since that championship that they won here in Seattle back in 2016, have really kind of struggled to find their way. They've got a lot of good young pieces right now. And I think Dave Lowry is a key piece of that. He was hired in the offseason. He comes in with a ton of experience. You know, 1,000 games in the NHL is nothing to shake a stick at. The guy just, he's all business. And, you know, from a young player perspective, to look at his resume, these guys will run through a brick wall for him. Some learning curves early on, but he's teaching them that, you know what, wins and losses don't matter as much as your work ethic. And to me, that is the biggest difference. This team works hard night in and night out, and they kind of are playing a Dave Lowry type game.
That's impressive. And we know the Wheat Kings, Brandon, are on that upswing, and I'm really excited for this team down the stretch, but into next year, too. I think that's going to be really exciting. Yeah. And one of the guys that we haven't talked enough about, I'm sure he will end up on our prospects profile at some point, is Ridly Greig. How's he been early on in the season? Because he was really fun to watch. You could just see the spurts of potential watching him last season.
Yeah, Ridly Greig's going to be a star. And, you know, I talked to Dave Lowry about him early in the year, and Dave said to me straight up, this kid will play in the NHL. There is no doubt about it. And when you see some of the things he does on the ice, it is he can do things on the ice that other guys couldn't dream of doing. Now, he doesn't quite put it all together yet. And there are times where you're thinking, oh my, this kid is the best player on the ice. And there are other nights where you see that he's a teenager and he takes a dumb penalty and costs his team, or he doesn't quite have the full 200-foot back check that he should. He's maybe a little cautious when it comes to, you know, getting in there physically, because every time he throws a big check, he seems to get suspended, is the way it goes with Ridly Greig. But, you know, he's a real skilled player. He can shoot the puck. He's got amazing hands. And, you know, as he starts to figure it out under the tutelage of Dave Lowry, you know, kind of following in the footsteps of Stelios Mathios, he's going to be a good player. I'm shocked that, you know, he wasn't really ranked that high going into the early season NHL rankings. But I think he's a guy that could be a guy that climbs up second round, early third round pick. His dad's a scout with the Philadelphia Flyers, had a long NHL career. People are starting to take notice of him. And, you know, last night in Everett, Steve Yzerman was at the game, of course, scouting for the Detroit Red Wings. He was sitting down there, and, you know, as I walked by, I took a peek, and he had a couple names highlighted, and Ridly Greig's name was one of them. So, you know, guys are starting to notice him, and I think the Eastern Division is going to start to see a lot more from Ridly Greig here in the next, you know, month or two as he gets his feet under him.
Brandon, the great segue here for the next and last point. Brandon Crowworth is the voice of the Brandon Wheat Kings. He's in Seattle. Just got a notification here on my phone. Vegas Golden Knights announcing forward Valentin Zykov knowingly used a banned substance without team consent. And he's been suspended 20 games by the NHL. So the Vegas flu hits Valentin Zykov for a banned substance. And you wanted to talk about the Wheat Kings Golden Knights ties. They're undeniable. Obviously, yep. Brandon is a Golden Knights town. That's got to be the number one NHL team. Or what's bigger, the Jets or the Knights in Brandon?
In Brandon, the Vegas Golden Knights by a country mile.
Right.
And I'm not afraid to say it. I mean, I'm a Jets fan, but I've slowly got a closet full of Vegas clothing, and I've started to become a Vegas fan. It's amazing to see Brandon and how they've come along with their NHL teams. You know, a couple years ago it was the Philadelphia Flyers. You had Ron Hextall, Nolan Patrick, Ivan Provorov, Braden Shen, and everyone was wearing Flyer jerseys. Now it's Vegas. Everybody's talking about Vegas. Everywhere you go, there's stickers on cars, people wearing hats. You go to the rink, there's Vegas jerseys everywhere. And like I have in my game notes every night, there are eight people working with the Vegas Golden Knights that have direct ties to the Brandon Wheat Kings. The connection starts right at the top with Kelly McCrimmon. You've got Vaughn Carpen, the director of player personnel. Bobby Lowe's is the assistant director of player personnel. Ryan Kremer, captain, he's an assistant coach. Mike Kelly was a head coach of the Brandon Wheat Kings. He's an assistant in Vegas. Darren Millard, TV host, used to be the play-by-play guy of the Wheat Kings. And then you've got Ryan Reeves, Mark Stone, Reed Duke. It's just an unbelievable connection to Vegas. And then, of course, you got Zach Whitecloud, a Brandon boy, didn't play for the Wheat Kings, but he's from Brandon, grew up watching the Wheat Kings. He's part of the organization as well. It's really cool to see the way Brandon has kind of become a little mini Vegas and the way they cheer for the Golden Knights. Every time you go to the rink, you know, in the offices and in and around the rink, the TV's always got the Vegas game on. You know, when they show the out-of-town scoreboard, it's the only one fans really cheer about. They've started to maybe not care as much about the Jets. They're on a bit of a downswing right now, and it's crazy. Everyone loves Vegas. My wife got me a Vegas jersey for Christmas last year. I'm just trying to decide whose name I'm going to put on it, and it's super cool. It's a great story, really, and to have that tie to Brandon, it really gives people something to cheer about.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah,
for sure. You named 10 guys, by the way, so you might have to update your game notes instead of 8.
Just looking at my game notes, I got to start adding some names to this thing.
That's right.
I got in trouble last night. I had in my game notes, based on elite prospects, that the newly acquired defenseman Dom Schmiemann was in game 200. Well, Dave Lowry goes in, gives him a big concussion. Turns out it was game 209. Elite prospect was wrong. And so right before the game, when I was feeling good about it, I had Dave Lowry barking at me about double-checking my facts. So I got to dial it in here, Rod. I got a day to get ready. I got to get things in order.
I understand it. All those coaches giving us a hard time. Well, hey, hopefully you get down to Pike Place Market tonight or do something fun in Seattle. And, Brandon, I appreciate this and all the support of what we do. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You guys are doing a great job. Love watching what you're doing. I got to get you something for your desk, though.
Yes, you do.
Pretty. There's a little bit of yellow missing on that desk. I'll send something here this week.
I agree. Thank you, Brandon.
See you later, fellas.
Voice of the Wheat Kings from Seattle, Brandon Crow. Boy, has this been a busy show.
Yeah.
And we're not even done yet.
No.
But we do need to take a timeout, and we'll be back with Overtime in a moment. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com. And catch our podcast at Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Our biggest sale of the year has returned. The greatest auto sale is back at Capital Ford Lincoln. We have over 800 new and used vehicles to choose from with savings up to $19,000. And for a limited time, we're offering finance rates as low as 0% on new vehicles and 1.9% on used vehicles. Buy or lease a new or used vehicle during the Greatest Auto Sale for your chance to win your payments for a whole year. Run down, walk down, bust down, or fly down. Just get yourself down to Capital's Greatest Auto Sale.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the OT segment. I didn't have anything overly special to talk about. We're just back.
Yeah.
I do want to mention a couple of things. Caliber Coffee today. It is the Honduras Marcala blend. See Caliber Coffee over my head as we have coffee here every morning. The roasting notes, did you read these?
When I picked up the coffee and got the whole rundown.
How are they doing over there?
They're doing great. It's an amazing place in the Warehouse District in Regina. We got one that was kind of a dark chocolatey, nutty, and one that was a bit of a fruity. I don't know what that means, but they said that's a good compliment.
I like this one. Honduras Marcala, cocoa and caramel notes with a smooth, round body. Sounds like some guys around here. And a lingering finish. That from Caliber Coffee.
Are you drinking this one yet?
Yeah, I love it.
It's good.
It's really good. I got to mention this. Last call for tickets for the event Saturday, October the 26th. It's the same day as the NHL Heritage Classic. Jim Hopson, Canadian Football Hall of Famer, and I will be speaking at the University of Regina. It's at 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. max, 5-hour max sports conference. Jim will be coming in to speak on leadership and managing change. I'll be there speaking about mental health and addiction recovery. Lunch included in your $50 ticket, and we'll be doing a Q&A hot stove after lunch on our time with the Rough Riders. Message me, DM me, tweet me, write me on Facebook, whatever it takes for ticket information. Again, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday, October the 26th at the University of Regina. Jim Hopson and myself. I'm very much looking forward to that. People have been asking, can you do one of these things in Regina? You're doing it all over. Can you do one here? So we're doing one here.
That's exciting.
Boom.
That'll be a busy day for you.
Yeah.
Between that and the Heritage Classic.
Yeah, I'm going to the game, and that reminds me. I'm going to put this on.
You and the
right
missus?
Now. This is the first time I think I've ever worn a ball cap on the air. They say it's a no-no.
No way. It looks good.
Well, the American sports talk hosts do it all the time. And as my dad would say, with a Blue Jays bunny hug on and an Expos hat, dad would say, you're in a fight with yourself.
Yes.
My dad would say
good.
That.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that'll be a busy day. But my wife, she just said last night about tickets. She's like, do you need a ticket for the game? And I said, I actually have a media pass. So if there's somebody that you want to take to the game, take them. I'll be in the press box.
There you go.
Because the NHL's been so great with accrediting all of our crew from the Rod Peterson Show for the game. And I guess, you know, it was an awesome day in the program today. Scott Henbury in here from Great Western. Saying how it's the hype is really, now it's hit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been outstanding. The hype has hit. It's funny, people in this town, Rider fans, you know, like I said before, we never know what's going to happen. We never want to get too comfortable or expect anything.
Right.
I've had people asking me within the last few days, so is this actually going to happen? Is the plug
going
to get pulled still? And I'm like, no, this is happening. This is the NHL. They've sold lots of tickets. But what about the weather? It's 15 degrees. They've got the best ice makers in the world. There'll be ice at Mosaic. There'll be a game. It'll be a blast. And people are getting really, really excited.
Yeah, and why it took so long, I don't know. People get busy with their own lives. I've learned that over time here. But I was one of my family members on the weekend at Thanksgiving who has been very heavily connected in sports marketing said, this is the Grey Cup, this is the Super Bowl, this is the Stanley Cup Finals, all in one. It's that big.
Yeah.
And then I found out the day before of the game, Friday, October 25th, there's a huge luncheon, NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman speaking at it. I mean, we're going to be on the air at the time of this luncheon. Otherwise, I'd like to think that we'd be there. So this is, I guess, quintessential. We're a last-minute town.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
That's absolutely
the buzz
fair.
Didn't hit until 10 days before, but yeah. It's hit.
Oh, yeah. Big time. And that's what it's all about, getting people excited. It's going to be a great event. It's going to be fun. Going to get to see some of the great NHL stars. Calgary and Winnipeg are two teams that have some star power, so it's going to be lots of fun. I can't wait.
Patrick Laine, Kyle Connor, no Dustin Byfuglien. And the Flames, of course, Johnny Hockey, Matthew Tkachuk. No, it'll be big. But can you imagine if it was the Flames and the Oilers and the Leafs?
Oh, that would be a dream scenario. That would be a dream.
Know.
And
those are our teams.
Yeah, I love it. And I think that might be one that we might have to take a drive for in the new year when the Leafs make their swing into Alberta. That might be fun.
Road trip.
We might have to road trip.
That'd be nice if they played in their own backyard. That's all I'm saying.
That would be great.
Nelson from Phoenix chiming in. He says, it's real. I've been to NHL games, but I've never been as excited as I am for this game. He said, the production of these outdoor games is amazing as well. And I think that's kind of the country bumpkin in me that, you know, showed up at the CP Women's Open Brooke Henderson event here in Regina expecting a golf tournament and got the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I didn't know. And I think that's what this is going to be. So that's cool.
I think so too. I don't think you'll recognize Mosaic Stadium.
No, I don't think you'll recognize it at all. I did not recognize the Wascana Golf and Country Club when I rolled in there, and NBC's there.
Yeah.
In the Golf Channel.
Wow.
Yeah, it was big and you were there.
Yeah.
So I'm very much looking forward to it. However, As the Jets people told me, this is not just a hockey game, it's an event. And I just know the sight lines from the press box to the ice probably aren't that good. And I've never been to an outdoor game before, so that part I'm looking forward to. But as far as watching the hockey, I just don't know how you could. Like the old Tacoma Dome, when we were talking with Brandon Crow here, the Mustangs, or formerly the Mustangs, now the Brandon Wheat Kings, about that West Coast trip. It reminds me of my first, when I was with the Prince Albert Raiders, we played the Tacoma Rockets in the Tacoma Dome. 22,000-seat facility. It's if you drove by it on the SeaTac Strip south of Seattle, you see it off I-95. Gigantic dome. But it was a football stadium that they were playing hockey in. They were ahead of their time in Tacoma, Washington. And you couldn't see the ice from the press box.
You need binoculars.
All the broadcasters from the West Coast said, bring your binoculars out here when you come out to do the games in the Tacoma Dome, because you can't see the ice. That's kind of what I fear.
Yeah.
But people are going for the event, not the game. I'm going for the game, not the event. Maybe I'll get swept up in it when I go.
Yeah, and that's one of the beautiful things. You've got the big screen at Mosaic, so you can always watch it on the screen if you need to.
Yeah, I'll stay home for that.
If you're too far away. But you'll get the event. You'll get the excitement. I think it's going to be just fine, because one of the things I like to say about Mosaic Stadium is that there is no bad seat. You always have a great view.
That's true.
And with the way they've designed the seats, that they kind of go up vertically, but they go back at a nice angle. They don't just go straight back at a low angle where you're so far away from the sideline. Not just being high, but far away from the sideline. You're actually pretty close to the field. I think the sight lines will be fantastic. I think everyone's going to enjoy it.
And I think you had brought this up over the last week. There is a WHL game the next day.
Yep.
I'm not sure if it was you. Somebody brought up that while there's only about 5,000 tickets sold for the Regina Pats and the Calgary Hitmen the next day in the same facility, if you get swept up in the NHL Heritage Classic hype, but you can't afford to go to the game, you can still go the next day and watch the Pats and the Calgary Hitmen, which is obviously tremendous entertainment at a tiny, 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 tiny fraction.
And that's an afternoon.
Of the cost of an NHL game. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what time of the game is.
So
I'll be there regardless.
Game, which is going to be good.
Right. But the attendance record for the Western Hockey League for one game is 20,088 people. And it was set by these same teams, the Pats and the Hitmen, in McMahon Stadium in 2011.
Why are we talking about that?
So it just dawned on me this morning. You really need to read my 10 things column, sir.
I read yours this morning.
It's in my column today. So let's break a record here. The Pats haven't been talking about it that I've seen. Maybe they have. I've missed it.
I know we got to get out of here.
So I'm saying, let's set a record that day for attendance that'll go in all time. And I'd like to see that get beat.
That's the most obvious.
I don't think it would get beat.
Most obvious marketing tactic is to say,
you would think,
this is how many tickets we sold. This is the record. Over 20,000 people between these two in Calgary. Now we need the record in Regina.
Well, hey, sometimes it gets tiring doing the thinking for everybody, but I'm used to it. By the way, Great Western, I want to thank them for coming in today with all the gifts. Look at this. Man, I love this jersey from the Saskatchewan Rush. We're going to be framing this in the bunker. They also brought a Blades jersey, which we might. Pardon me, Clark? Oh, yeah, sorry. It is green with the green screen. I said copper. That's their famous
copper
beer
it
there.
Is.
It looks copper. It's actually green, but with a green screen, it doesn't show up too much. And they brought a Blades jersey, too, which we may and will probably frame. So thank you, Great Western, for the sponsorship, the partnership, and all the rest. Things are just going fantastic around here, and we're very happy.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, I know the football people have been craving football news, and today there's been a lot of curling, a lot of hockey talk, and all the rest. Tomorrow, it's a Football Friday as we get ready for Week 19 in the Canadian Football League. We'll preview the Friday night football games, Week 7 in the NFL, and a whole lot more. Thanks, Dupes.
Yeah, thank you.
Were you yawning over there or sending a message to the camera? Tomorrow, well, this is just going to be fantastic. Do you see who we got tomorrow?
Yeah, I do.
John Frenzy. NFL insider Tory Gurley, our director of scouting Craig Smith, the hero of the 1989 Grey Cup, David Ridgway, the Robo Kicker, and from the BC Lions podcast, the Lions Den podcast, Brian Warishin, who was one of our original supporters of this show. So it's a football Friday, wall-to-wall football tomorrow. Until then, thank you, Saskatchewan. Thank you, world, for tuning in. We'll see you at 10 a.m. Mountain tomorrow right here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.